This podcast's focal point is the idea of someone crossing hypothetical or realistic boundaries. This can mean social, economic, personal, or even literal boundaries, such as someone immigrating. For my quarter three benchmark in Mrs. Pahomov's English 2 class, I interviewed Casey Thomas about her struggles with concussions and depression and how it repercussed in her social life and well-being. When I first sat down with Casey, I wanted to begin the discussion by getting a sense of the background of the story. I knew she had lost an exceptionally important component of her life, and I asked her first what that component was.
For 9 years, I played soccer. It was a really huge part of my life, and then I received 3 concussions. One, I was hit in the eye with a football. The second, I had a bad header at soccer camp. And then the third, I was knocked over and kicked in the head in a soccer game. And so they pretty much took away sports for me, contact sports anyway. And so now if I play soccer or a contact sport and get in the head, I could die.
After Casey admitted this to me, I asked her what had depression or the result of the concussions become of her in a sense that did it control her life and her reaction to situation and also her main reaction when she was told she could not participate in contact sports anymore.
You just can't play sports anymore. It's not going to happen. And when he said that, it pretty much ruined my life. Like, if you could imagine a 7th grader just breaking down in tears, and I mean, it was such a shock to me, because it was my whole life. All I wanted to do was become a professional soccer player, and that just got taken away from me. And so I fell into a depression, and I had on how I couldn't play soccer. When I was at recess, I would watch everyone play football, play basketball, and know that I couldn't do that anymore. I pretty much shut down. I would give yes or no answers, and when people asked questions that couldn't be answered with yes or no, I would shrug.
I then asked Casey how this affected her high school application process, because since this happened in 7th grade and 8th grade was right around the corner, the fall brings high school and your future, and I asked her what helped her through the process and through her interviews and the papers she had to write and how it was all conjoined together.
And then by 8th grade I had found music, and that really helped me through the whole interview process.
In life, we choose most times to turn to people and let them in on our struggle. So therefore, like music was a big part of Casey's recovery, I asked her if there was anyone specific she let in on her struggle to talk about her depression or just get away and escape like music was.
Definitely my singing teacher. She was a huge part of my recovery. Every time I went to a singing lesson and I just wasn't feeling right, I would pretty much break down and have a panic attack, and she would talk me through it, because there was just so many things happening and I didn't know how to handle them. I would just shut down and take them all inside. And when I went to singing lessons, it was like the safe place where I could let everything out.
I decided to follow up and ask Casey, if depression were to be a person, what would she say to he or she?
Get the hell out of my life. You suck. You're a horrible thing. Person, I guess. I mean, if it were a person, I would not be friends with it at all.
Then, in return, I asked Casey, how does she see herself moving forward with her life?
I I still struggle, and I still have moments where I don't know how to process things, and I just break down sometimes. But now I've been through therapy. I've been through cognitive physical therapy and cognitive behavioral therapy, and it's taught me how to process those things and pretty much be my own therapist. And it's really been helpful, and I'm making huge strides.
For those of you wondering what cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, is, it is the blending of two forms of therapy together, and what this does, it creates a problem-focused and action-oriented basis for the client, so he or she learns to deal with the environment and external and or internal incentive to work through their issue. Therefore, I asked Casey, could she describe for me what being her own therapist may look or feel like?
Pretty much in the moment when just everything feels like it's crashing in around you and you have no control, it teaches you how to take control of those situations and how to calm yourself down and just pretty much figure everything out on your own without the help of someone else.
I then asked Casey what she envisioned her college life to look like, being continuously affected by depression or not.
I can move past it. I feel like there is hope for the future for anyone who is depressed going through depression. It gets better.
In order to reflect even further, I asked Casey if she wished that her life had taken a different path than it did.
Places. I'm just wondering, why can't I play soccer anymore? Why did this happen to me? But then I realized if this never happened, I would have never started singing. I would have never started playing piano. And I really would never discovered myself, pretty much. I would have always been stuck in the mindset that I wanted to play sports, I wanted to just do something with athleticism, and now I realize I have this other side of me that would have never been opened up if I didn't get these concussions.
I then enhanced the idea even more, and I asked Casey if she saw herself being involved in athletics in a way of maybe coaching or being in a sports medicine field later on in her life.
Because I went through physical therapy, vestibular therapy, and I definitely want to pursue something in sports medicine because I realized what a huge impact that had on me. Definitely in sports medicine.
I went back to the subject of her moving forward with her life, and I asked her, how did she see herself handling the subject of sports and athletics with her children, and how she would explain to them her situation, or if she would, and if she were to explain the effects it had on them, and if she would even really allow them to play sports.
I would definitely tell them about what happened, just so that they can be careful and cautious, and if they wanted to play sports, and if one of them got a concussion, I would know how to treat it. I would know how to do everything correctly because my concussions weren't treated the right way. And that is why I'm unable to play sports. So I would want them to do whatever they wanted to do and pursue it and make sure they can do it. They're physically able to.
Now, this entire podcast and project was centered around the simple fact of crossing boundaries and how we chose our stories in relation to it crossing boundaries. And before I get into why I believe Casey's story is doing this, I asked her herself during the interview or discussion how she saw her own story and her own opinion as crossing boundaries.
Crossing boundaries, it really It's more of a social crossing boundaries, pretty much. Depression pretty much took over my life, and I wasn't able to interact with anyone on a regular social basis. And that was really hard for me and for other people to communicate with me. My best friends, I could see, like, they were struggling to have a regular conversation. And it's like the regular person just can do that easily, and they can just talk someone's head off, I think. And so that was a really big boundary for both my friends to cross and for me to cross.
During this project, I was originally juggling between two different ideas and eventually chose Casey's story as my subject. The main reason was because it was different and it was a more out-of-the-box approach than what people would expect when they hear crossing boundaries. As I said before, boundary crossing can have several different approaches between social, political, economic, and all that stuff. And there's one single thing that stays consistent throughout all of them, and that is in the sense that they are all invisible. Yet, while these lines may not be visible, the stories and their effects are so very real. And Casey's struggle with her depression and having sports taken away from her, especially at an age for a girl who is going through one of the hardest transitions in life in middle school, and having that all resonate, and with her breaking the molds and having to grow and having to cross her own boundaries, it was really an amazing story to listen to and to work with, because she showed me how she crossed both social and mental boundaries among so many other ones in several different aspects. And she had to overcome the effects of her depression that were seriously unfortunate repercussions of incidents in her athletic life. And she had to cross social boundaries with her friends, her family, her music teacher, new people in high school, and even with her own self. And her mental crossing with her personal dividers or boundaries, you can say, because she went from a torn state to broken to recovering, and all during puberty and transitions and so many other things that probably may or do happen in day to day. And hearing her anecdotes and her reflection and her story made me proud to have chosen it as my subject. And I really hope you all cross some boundaries today, some way and somehow. Thank you for listening.